There are people here tonight that really, really, really came here with a hope that something could change in their world. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If I may add another clause to that tonight, or just a word, I want to say it this way. Revival, revival, revival. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. What they running for? They just running because they want revival. Hallelujah. The uniqueness of God, this is hilarious. Sister McLean's already talked about the miraculous power of God. Technology always amazes us. I'm just laughing. You wonder why I'm just kind of being right here right now. I was waiting on the Holy Ghost. I typed a message out today and I put it in my Dropbox file and opened my iPad over at the office and looked at it and make sure it was charged. Everything was good for tonight. And I had a few notes in here. I was back and forth. And gently, when I go back to iPad and I pull up my text and my title, I've never seen it this way before, but that's what it looks like. You say, what's that got to do with me, Brother McLean? Well, God obviously don't want that message for tonight. But I've got the one here that he wants me to preach. Do you realize how blessed we really are to be a part of Apostolic Temple? How blessed you are. The end of service going on the screen, it will be put up there for all of you to read just quickly, announcing Brother Davidson's viewing and all the service schedule, so it will be there exactly according to what Brother Blagg has sent to me. But I want to challenge every breathing human being tonight to allow yourself to look at how powerful God is. God is so powerful, he can do anything you can imagine. Anything. That within itself should get us so excited. That's a full message in itself. I don't know about your God, but my God can do anything that I want him to do. I want to speak to the human mind tonight and to charge you with a little wave of the Holy Ghost. Luke chapter 17 and verse 6, quickly. And the Lord said, if ye had, faith as the grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey thee, or you. Going to Matthew 17 and 20, moving quickly. And Jesus said to them, behold, or because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto the mountain, this mountain. Everybody say, this mountain. Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. and nothing shall be impossible unto you. I need somebody just to think about it just for a minute, what I just read. Are you facing something? Have you been dealing with something that just causing you to almost want to give up life? I'm giving you a little answer tonight, because anything you desire, God wants to do it. You go to 21, howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. It don't happen until we crucify the flesh and we go back into the principle of understanding that God, I've got to believe God is, God was, God will be tomorrow, and God will be when I'm dead and gone. Well, hallelujah. I'm going to preach a little while on simply God's power. God's power. God bless you. You may be seated. I charge us tonight that we could really understand the power that we have within our hands as the apostolic church in 23. I challenge us tonight to really understand that God's power is something that is present within us as human beings and children of God. But we can't keep our feet, as I preached not long ago, in two worlds. We can't fellowship with darkness and want to be a part of the light. Well, because we got to separate ourselves and say, God, I've got to have that power that you showed me. I've got to be a part of the power, but it's going to cost a little bit of money. It's going to cost a little bit of time. It's going to cost a little bit of dedication. You cannot be abstract or discouraged or constrained or confused in your mind, but you got to say, God, I need you tonight. I want to leave here tonight. Little did I know really where God was going to head with this tonight, but I'm going to follow after him. I love you, church, but I want us to hear everybody to hear me tonight. There's people here tonight that is at death's door. They are on the edge, and I'm talking about saints of God even, that are there on that doorway of opposition in your life, and you've really not been able to allow God to let his power be demonstrated through you. Quit seeking the gift from the giver, but start seeking the giver. I don't have to have power, God. I've got to have you. I don't have to have a name in myself. I've got to have you. I've got to walk in the newness of life. How does that happen? We got to sell out everything. We got to get everything out of our way. I read it this morning in just passing, and I read it again this afternoon. The disciples was commanded to not take anything with them. You know why? And I told Brother Travis Leslie outside a little earlier, the only way they could have revival was because they had to get everything that would cause them to doubt God, everything that would cause them to get confused within living inside of life and just being human. They had to move it all out of the way and to understand that I am a vessel of God. I've got to have God's power. And the only way I can have God's power, I've got to remove me out of the way. It's time for revival. I'm talking about apostolic revival. In 2023, I'm talking about the same thing that happened on the day of Pentecost. Well, the Bible says train them up in the way they should go. Well, hallelujah. I'm just wondering if they're following an angel or if they're following some of you. I didn't see any of them old folks running. I got them young people, they're on my side now. We're fixing to have revival. Them little babies are going to have revival with the pastor. You may just keep sitting there just watching with your hands on your hip, looking around, but them little babies are going to burp. They're going to start bringing people to the church. They're going to start praying the prayer. And when they do, God's going to pour out his power upon them little babies, the one that walked down the red carpet tonight. Woo. Thank you, Mom and Daddy, for getting them right and bringing them to church, because we're going to have church with this crowd. I'm telling you, it may not be in my generation, but there's going to be a generation that follows. They're going to have it. They're going to have it. They're going to have it. But I'm going to be a participator when I'm here. And when I'm gone, I know that I've done all I can, and I'm going to keep on praying. Oh, I'm not preaching for a response tonight, I promise, but I like it. You keep acting like that, I might just preach till I'm done one time tonight. Well, the Super Bowl's going on and they're acting crazy. Why don't we just have church tonight? I don't care who wins. What we're doing here is more important than a $500 billion Super Bowl. This is the house of God. This is the body of Christ. We're talking about doing something that changes lives, transforms. Well, hallelujah. It's time for us to sell out everything and get consecrated to the purpose of God. We'll say it one more time. I'm telling you, it's time to sell out everything and get a hold of the purpose of God. You are called. You are chosen. God didn't give you the Holy Ghost by an accident. He didn't give you the Holy Ghost for you to sit there and bury it and hide it and not give it to somebody else. He said, hey, I've got my power and I want to give it to my children. I'm going to put it in a typology for you tonight, this whole scenario. Dr. Quinney. She said, what am I doing? I'm back in the back. What's wrong with me? I got one question for you. If Mom and Daddy, after they've gone 120 years old, and they leave this world, and they leave you $1 trillion. I'm playing, Brother Conrad. He knows. Everybody knows that. Well, maybe not. That may be prophetic. I don't know. Are you going to put it in the backyard and tell Vince to dig a big hole and bury it? Wasn't much of a, well, I'll tell you, that's probably when I'm going to have to do some counseling to a couple, because Vince is going to say, you think you're going to bury that, honey? What's that got to do with God's power, Bob McLean? It's because we got something worth more than any money in the world. We got the promise. I'm part of the purpose. I was called for such a time as this. You were called for such a time as this. We are going to have revival. I said we're going to have revival. We're going to have revival. How's it going to be? It's going to be when you sell out everything and say, God, I don't care about anything. Woo! It's when we get dedicated, consecrated, and knowing that when we pray, God hears us. I don't have to feel him anymore, Brother McLean, because I know when I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I felt the power. And when the power comes on, I get selling out. I'm sold out. I'm ready for church. I'm ready for revival. But I got to have a body that says, Pastor, I'm not going to preach you to death. I'm going to run you to death. You want an evangelist? I'm an evangelist tonight. I came here to lift this church up. I came here to bring the veil off of you. Get out of your world of life and start living in the life of Jesus Christ. Get out of your complacency and say, God, forgive me. I'm going to step on some toes tonight, but I'm going to step on them. I'm going to take my shoes off so it won't hurt too bad. It's time we get made up our mind. We get... Did you just feel that? I felt a brush. I felt something come by, and he said, that which I have spoken, I have fulfilled it, but I am waiting upon my people to take a hold of the promise, and when they receive the promise, the purpose will be fulfilled. You want to know what's going on? There's a preacher that's made up his mind. I'm not going to keep on sitting here waiting for it to happen. I am going to see it. Woo. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Are you? I'm ready to see somebody baptized in the name of Jesus. I'm ready to see somebody delivered of the spirits of bondage, of captivity. I'm ready to see somebody sold out. I said sold out. This kind cometh about by prayer and fasting. You say, well, I don't know, Brother McClain. What about the virgin birth of Jesus? Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on the wise when his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found with a child of the Holy Ghost. Miracle. Power. God robed himself in flesh and came and played a part of us to set the example. There is no excuses. Matthew 4, he went to the wilderness. What was he doing? He was crucifying the flesh. He said, flesh, you want to destroy, but I'm not going to allow it. He said he was led up in the spirit in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Well, you're talking about a confusion situation. The devil tempted God himself. You say, how can that be? Well, go back to the Old Testament. Have you considered my servant, Job? Uh-huh. But there's a lot of things, like I said on last Tuesday night, and little cash off about looking in the mirror and talking to ourselves. We got to make up our mind. The miracle of the impotent man in John 5. There was a certain man which had an infirmity 38 years. Why did he put it specifically of the years of an infirmity? Because he wanted every individual to know that there's no impossibilities with God. 38 years, he dealt with something that was in his, it was a problem. He had to war against it. He had to moan against the pain. But when he came to Jesus, and when Jesus saw him lie, he knew that he had been now a long time in that case. And he said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? What happened, the impotent man? Sir, I have no man when the water's troubled. Well, let me tell you something tonight. This water's troubled. And you want to know... God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this building. I feel something stirring in me tonight that there is something. I just heard something Brother Mayo said, and he told a friend of mine that talked on the phone. He made the statement to Brother Mayo, Rick Mayo in Washington. He said, when you come and you quit growing, the church won't grow. But when you start growing, the church will grow. Let me tell you something tonight. If you want to sit on the pews of Apostolic Temple, the chairs of Apostolic Temple, you're going to have to understand something. You're going to be uncomfortable. You're going to be uncomfortable if you don't want to hook up to the God that I have, because I made up my mind. We are having revival. I am going to flow into power. Do you want the power? Do you want God's glory? Are you selling out? How do I know I got to sell out, Brother McClain? Because you can't make it to heaven without selling out. You've got to be a vessel. A vessel. Let me tell you something. I'm thirsty right now. I need some water. But I got to have a vessel that'll give me a drink. Let me tell you something. You're the vessel. I said, you're the vessel. And when you're full of the Holy Ghost and somebody comes by you, you've got something to give out. Oh, yeah, you got something to give out. Brother McClain, you're wetting the carpet. You better believe it, because I want somebody to see when it's a reality. You cannot get rid of it. It's something that when they take a drink of that water, I'm talking about the living water, the God that created water, the God that divided the waters, the God that gave us Holy Ghost power. Woo. Is this all right? Rockabye, baby. Rockabye, baby. Just keep on sleeping. Keep on slumbering. And one day the church is going to leave you behind. But I'm here to preach you out of your sleep. I'm here to awaken you out of your slumber. It's time for you as a body. God, I'm yours. God, I want your power. I want a relationship. Whoa, can you clap your hands to God right now? Come on, make a joyful noise. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Revival. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've heard him preach like this before. I've heard this before, but it'll be the same way next Sunday. You better wake up, honey. It's not going to be the same, because this preacher's fixing to start praying. God, whatever you got to do, wake them up. If you got to take the baby, wake them up. If you got to cause confusion, wake them up. If you call, oh, my God, it's got to be a stirring time. We can't come to the house of God the same way. We got to quit having spiritual abortions. I said, we got to quit having spiritual abortions. We got to quit having spiritual political parties. It's about winning the lost. It's about praying till you get in the spirit and walk in that place and knowing that God's ready to use you. There's people in this house right now. You better hear this preacher. You're sitting there still in the same place that you've been for years. You have your little crybaby parties. You have your little wine prayer meetings. And it's all about, God, I need this, I need this, I need this. But that's not what God told you. God said, when you asked me for the Holy Ghost, I came in you to become a living example, to become a living vessel, to use you for my glory, for you to win the lost. You can't bury the Holy Ghost. You can't hold the Holy Ghost dormant. You've got to have it as a living organism inside of you. Oh, God, I've got to fill it up so I can pour it out. The water bottle had to be full. Is that one empty? No. Well, I'm going to make Gentry empty it right now. I'm too hot. Go ahead, it's mine. No, empty it in your mouth. I don't have germs. Maybe preacher squeaky. See what he just did? He just filled himself to what was in this bottle. But that wasn't all he needed. Because if I tell him I want you to run around this church 40 times, guess what? You're going to need some wah-wah. When you leave the house of God tonight, guess what's going to happen? You're going to be faced with the race of life. You're going to be faced with the pressures of life. You're going to go into work tomorrow, and you're going to face obstacles. And everything you get tonight in this house, it's going to empty you out. And you're just going to be, oh, and you come back to church on Tuesday night, and you come in the house of God, and your vessel's empty. And that soul walks in the house of God, and they don't know who he is. and they're stumbling bound by all the things of life, and they're crawling in the door, barely making it here. And when they get here, we try to give them something. But we don't have that something because we hadn't dedicated. We hadn't realized that when I get a hold of God, when I run and I run to that altar, I run to that prayer room and I say, God, fill me up one more time. Fill me up one more time. And this is replaced by this. And then when I come to the house of God on a Tuesday night, on a Sunday morning, if God wants me to run a marathon, I'm ready to run in the Holy Ghost. If God wants me to fill somebody and give somebody all I've got tonight, I know how to go back and fill up again. Talking about the eternal God, the one true living God, the one that's on the throne right now. He's looking down from heaven and he's looking down with the angels and he's saying, I hope my people hear him. I hope my people listen. We got to stand before him, church. If he'd say it to a prophet like Brother Mayo, and when it hit me so hard this afternoon, the Holy Ghost put him on my spirit this morning early, and I haven't talked to him yet. We've been playing phone tag. But there were some things in the spirit that God wanted me to talk to the man of God about because he's built such a thriving church in 22 years. They're running over 1,000 people. They're growing. They got daughter works. And I said, oh God, there is no excuses for us in Pasadena. I said, there's no excuses for us in Pasadena. Money don't hold me back. Nothing holds me back because when I got God, God makes a way where there is no way. Oh, yeah, you're sitting there looking at preacher. Come on, preach to me some more. I might be convinced. I took my shoes off in case I step on your toes. It won't hurt too bad. Maybe I need to put them back on. Maybe I need to just get a hold of your toes and just stomp and stomp and get you till you're walking crooked and you're walking crippled. But if I can get you to do something and crawl to an altar, if I can get you out of your pew and get you excited and understanding, the same Holy Ghost you got on the first time ever is the same Holy Ghost that God wants to peel you back up again and to let you be a powerful saint of God. I'm going to preach blunt tonight, church. Maintenance is not my problem. Maintenance is your problem. If your spirit needs to be repainted, it's you. You pick out the color. If your windows need to be changed, you're the one that's got to change them in the spirit realm. And I'm talking about your flesh. I'm talking about you as an individual. I can't make you do anything. All I can do is preach my heart out and pray until I pray, until I pray, until I pray. And say, God, you got to wake them up. You got to shake them up. You got to shake them, whatever it takes, God, because the power of God, God's power is ever present in help in a time of need. When you need it, he's there. But you got to want it. I wish I had a $100 bill. You too, whatever. Is anybody back there on the back section of this church willing to run for $40? You willing to run for it? You really run for it? Come on. Come on. I want to see how desperate you are. I want to see how desperate. It takes a young man to come up. I'm going to tell you what he is. Hey, hold on a minute. Now that you did that, I don't know what's in my pocket. But when he shows you a little bit, there's the rest. You don't want that too? Well, here. Well, I can't run like Thomas can. Oh, that wasn't ones either. That was about $320, I think it was. You think that's a lot of money? I'm going to tell you what. I'm using an analogy because money is something we can relate to very quickly. The power of God is sitting here. He controls all money. He controls all things. We stand and clap our little hands and do a little pat of cake for Jesus, and peoples are going to hell. This preacher, this pastor is preaching to this church. You better make up your mind. If you're going to sit on these chairs, you're going to have revival. You're going to sell out everything you've got. If you got to sell your big house, you're going to sell it. You got to undermine and sell some cars, you're going to sell it. Because revival is going to cost every one of us something more than what's normal. That's what's required by God. This is a given, church. This is a given, church. Come on now. Look at your neighbor and say, you're a giver. But we're givers of everything that God's gave us. But there's one thing we got to learn how to give, and that's the gift of the Holy Ghost. We got to share it. We got to share it. It's got to become bubbly. It's got to become alive. It don't matter the pressures of life. I got to get excited about the power, about the one that controls all things. God bless you, Thomas Wayne. Hope you enjoy every penny of it. But be sure you do something with some of that money for a soul that's dying and going to hell. Everything God gives us, we got to share it. We got to pour it out. We got to give it. We got to give everything we've got. I'm hurrying. Take my time. Thank you, Gentry. The first draw to fish is in Matthew 4. The miracles of the demoniac in Matthew 1, Mark 1. If we look at the leper separated lens, the leper cleansed in Matthew 8. The withered hand in Matthew 12. And over and over and over. And in the last 70 years that this church has been built and formed and raised up, there's been miracle after miracle after miracle. The power of God has been demonstrated. If God has ever done something for you in a miraculous form, I want you to stand to your feet right now. I want you to look around. I want you to look around, my friend. Don't you ever think that the Lord is still not on control or in control of everything. God is still in control. The same God that wrote the New Testament, the same God that was responsible, is the same God that gives you visual act. It gives you a visual act of what's happening. How desperately do you want the Holy Ghost to move in a revival form? How big do you want God to be? How much do you want God to do in Pasadena in 23? Are you ready to say, God, I'm going to put some things aside? I'm talking about soul winning. I'm talking about filling up in the prayer room before you come in the house of God. Some of you didn't hear it today because I preached it this morning. I was preaching in a little different way, but the Holy Ghost is bringing it back tonight, not in a negative form. Get it, Callie. Keep on, baby. Don't stop running for Jesus. No, you can't ever tell a baby to stop running the house of God when they're running the aisles and the preacher's preaching his heart out. That's what it's all about, because we got to sow those seeds inside of them. There's people in this building that are soul winners. Every one of us better be soul winners. We put a card out on the door. We hand it to them. and we smile. But when they look at the card, there's no difference in any card they've ever seen. There's no feeling different. But when you come and you hand a card, oh, come see Apostolic Temple. They printed a nice card. We believe in the Spirit. We believe in the Holy Ghost. But they walk away and they throw the card in the trash can because it's empty. There's nothing there. There's no reflection of Him. But in this presence that we're in tonight, I'm not closing on a negative church. I'm just going to build it back. But when you learn how to get in the Spirit and you fill yourself up, and when you walk to that person and you hand them a card and you say, hey, my friend, I want to tell you about what God's done for me. I want to tell you, because then we become a living example. We become a testimony of who we are and what God's done for us. I've got something that you need some of it. I've got something. If you'll ever believe what I believe. Here, come on. And when he takes that bottle and he opens the lid on it. Come on, open it up, Bubba. And he says, oh, I got a drink of something. This is apostolic revival. When I'm full of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. When I'm full of the power of God. We're going to have a consecration service tonight. If you want to be a part and a member of Apostolic Temple, you've got to make up your mind. I'm going to be a part, Brother McLean. I'm fixing to give it 100%. I may not understand it all, but with the help of God and with the help and the leading of the Holy Ghost, I'm going to be a testimony to my city. I'm going to be a testimony to my friends. I'm going to be a testimony to my loved ones. If you really want it, if you really, 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 really want it, and you're ready to take that old empty vessel, and you're ready to throw it down. I'm tired of this flesh making me confused. You hear this preacher? It's not the devil. It's not the devil. Oh, I'm preaching right now. We give the devil too much glory. How can you say that, Brother McLean? Because every time that a saint of God, a child of God is tempted, come on now, God's the one that's got to give approval. But he can't make us do anything that we don't want to do because we got a will. You hear it? That circle of the Holy Ghost. That presence of God is ready. He's at the command of you, but you got to develop a relationship with him. It's high time. Now's the time. I appreciate Alfredo. I appreciate him and his team and Sister Kaywood and knocking doors and going out and visiting and giving out cards. But it's not the selected few people that go out. I'm challenging every one of us. Every day. On your job. Pastor, I don't know how to pray for people. I'm embarrassed to pray for people to talk about God. If we're afraid and we're embarrassed of Him. Come on. What did he say, Jittery? He's going to be ashamed of us. Well, you don't know my personality. Oh, I don't, but God does. Because God made you. And he made you the way he wanted you. But he also made a will where there is no will. He made a way where there is no way. And he wants you to be a child of God. He wants you to be a soul winner. I'll tell you about another miracle. We didn't have the money to put this sound, to put these microphones and build this room and do all the stuff we've done. But guess what? God made a way where there is no way. Well, hallelujah. You know why he did it? He wants revival. He wants this thing to grow. He wants it to build. He wants it to multiply. If you're really, 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 if you're ready, I want you to step out of your seat and press in as close as you can to the front. The pastor's not preaching for just a response tonight, church, because God of heaven, I said the God of heaven is here tonight and he wants to hear you say it. Father, I don't care what you gotta do. I don't care how you gotta break me. I don't care how you gotta mold me, how you gotta change my attitude, but I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I preached my heart out. I preached my soul out tonight. But if you're not willing to fight for it, he's not going to fight for you. But if you're willing to make up your mind and say, God, I know that your spirit is in this building. You're going to divide. You're going to help me overcome. Don't look at me. I want you to start praising him and close your eyes and start talking to God. God, help me tonight to become the man or woman you want me to be.